Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Perek Tesvav Halacha Beis, continuing the discussion of the mitzvahs on Niskalin. We talked about the Beis Haskila and the different, facets of that and the overtones of Berlo Misa Yafa and the way of balancing, especially by an Isha, Biziona Meruba, in terms of, psychological discomfort versus physical discomfort. And Halacha Gimel moves on to Mitzvah San Israfin, which, is fascinating. You have Halacha Dalad, Mitzvah San Eragin, Halacha Hey is Mitzvah San Echnakin. So Halacha Beis really stands out. It's like, what is this doing here? So we can appreciate what it's doing here, but what I'll try to argue is that the most important thing really is what's not written, because it's all predicated in the Gemara Ksuvis, where Ovid Avodah Zarah is actually just another example. With respect to this category, there's also Nara Murasa Beskila, and the fact that the Rambam chose Avodah Zarah, I think, can be brought as a raya for the basic Mahalich we suggested yesterday. So the Rambam here is bringing this halacha to show you that sometimes we'll deviate from the normal location, the Beis Haskila, to stigmatize a particular action. So halacha Beis Ovid Avodah Zarah, and Sokin Osalal Shara Shavit Ba. In other words, that's the prat that tells you what the klal really is. If it's not a place where there's, Rov Yisrael, so there's going to be much less of Yarta Hara Mikir Becha and a sense of stigmatizing the crime at the scene of the crime, for everybody to appreciate just how heinous this is, right? So there's no impetus. Dinoba. Then the Rambam moves on, Mitzvah San Israfin. So if you actually look into the source, Shemar Ksuvis Memhei, which is coming up for those who are part of Daf Yomi, right, it's actually just a Kiyotze Badavra Ata Omer. It's a second example, the primary example there, because it's Ksuvis, is Nara Murasa Beskila, right, Al Pesach Besavia, there are Shalosh Machlokos Badavra, but the point is that it's just an example, so why didn't the Rambam speak about it in more generic terms, right? He could have easily spoken of it in far more generic terms, say that, okay, there are certain examples where we don't, administer the justice in the Beis Haskila in a normal sense of the, location. But we go to the scene of the crime. But again, whether the scene of the crime is defined as Shar Sha'avad Ba, whether the scene of the crime is Pesach Beis Avia, because again, we're trying to stigmatize the crime in the place where it happened, and for very understandable reasons that these are, very grievous offenses. But we pointed out yesterday that the Rambam again begins with a Chamura, with Skila, and he cites the Pasuk from Maimed Har Sinai, Sakol Yisakel Yara Yara, based on Chazal. But the idea of Gether Niskalin seems to be that Skila really is reserved for those cases which are, in some ways, fundamental challenges to Maimed Har Sinai. And therefore, the death penalty associated with violating the Kedusha of Har Sinai, even though it was, of course, only Kedusha Shah, becomes the parameters of the Onesh, which is administered when a person violates an Isser Skila, because an Isser Skila basically challenges, the very foundation of Maimed Har Sinai. Oh. So now I think we could appreciate what this halacha is doing here, and why the Rambam have to tell us this here, right? He could have waited to tell us, oh, there are some exceptions to Mitzvah San Niskalin, and then you have a perfect flow in the Perek, Niskalin, Nisrafin, Eragin, Echnakin, but the Rambam specifically interrupted it. And why did he also, question number two, choose this example? It's not limited in halacha to this example. It's not only Ovid Avodah Zarah that we deviate and put in a special place, Shar Shavad Ba, but what about Nara Murasa Beskila El Pesach Besavia? But I think that's exactly the idea. The Rambam sees this not as like, an exception, but really part of the rule, that the whole idea of Skila is specifically for those things that uproot Maimed Har Sinai. There's no better example than that than Ovid Avodah Zarah. The Rambam is not looking to be comprehensive here, but he says this has built into the system. Yeah, Skila has a normal location, but Skila, when you do the ultimate act of, Kofer, Becholatei Rekula, Kofer Becholatei Rekula, so the Rambam wants to explain that that's built into the Skila process. That's, in fact, what creates the gather of Skila. Sakal Yisakel Yaro Yare, in terms of the administration of Skila, and also can determine the location of Skila on occasion. It's not a bug in the system, it's a feature of the system, that Skila is meant to stigmatize those things which are so egregious. So the Rambam chose A, the most egregious, to make the point, and B, put it here, as opposed to later, because he's trying to explain that this is intrinsic to Mitzvah San Niskalin. Mitzvah San Niskalin, by definition, right, is meant to extirpate those elements that fundamentally challenge Maimed Har Sinai. So Al Shar Sha'avad Ba, that we have a special kiyum or special chiyuv of stigmatizing the Maisa in the place where the Maisa occurred. Now again, that's the whole idea of if it's Irsha Ruba Gayim, and then it's not really going to be the case because, you know, there are very few people there to appreciate the extirpation, you know, of this very heinous kind of a violation, one that is incompatible with, you know, Kol HaTorah Kula. And so therefore, its placement in this parak, I think, makes a lot of sense. This selection of Avodah Zarah over Na'arim Urasa makes a lot of sense, and I think it validates, you know, our perception of Sakol Yisakel O Yaro Yiyara, right, that the basic idea of Skila, what makes it the Chamura, is because we perceive these things to be fundamental challenges to Maimed Har Sinai overall.